I'm just going to open it up with talking about Tyrod here. Tyrod took a hit early in the game there, you know, you saw him come out later in the game. He was being evaluated, and that remains the case. I'm not going to get into next week at all at this point until I know a little bit more medically at this point. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
First play of the game, just to be clear.
Yes.
How was he able to continue going on, though, if it ended up being the way it did? Was there every consideration, Sean, to take him out earlier?
We talked about it. You know, he said he could continue at the time. So up until he couldn't, that's what he did.
Would you concur that, I mean, he was hurt, granted, but you can't win in the NFL with offense like that today?
Well, we got to do a better job. It's, you know, to score 3 points, we got to do a better job. And, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat that at all. We've got to, you know, score more than 3 points and put a defense under pressure. You know, I thought we had a good first drive, Sal, and then we, you know, gave the ball up there. You can't do that in the NFL, in particular in the red zone. And so, you know, to come away with no points, I thought was although it was a good drive, it wasn't good enough.
On that play, the pick, what happened? It looked like he was almost trying to stop because maybe McCoy ran the route the wrong way. Do you know what actually happened there?
Yeah, I got to look at the film to know a little bit more. But it looked like they took away his first or second read in there, and then he went to his next read.
It's just great at home. Basically the same performance by the offense. Show why you did what you did after that New Orleans game.
You know, I don't know as much of that really, Jerry, as it is that we just got to continue to get better as a football team in all three phases. So we've got to learn from this game. There's a lot of valuable lessons in this game. Some of which were protecting the football, as was mentioned earlier, and then execution and doing our job. And when you go up against a team. Like the Patriots, you know, they're going to expose and exploit you when you don't do those things.
Coach, anything new on Trey White? Just he looked woozy coming off.
Yeah, he's in the concussion protocol.
What was your feeling about that play, what Rob Gronkowski did?
Well, I thought it was a good play by Trey. I'll start off with the play itself. I wasn't happy about what ensued after that, and I'll start with with ours as well. I mean, we've had some situations come up there, which we can't let that happen on our side either.
You're referring to Jerry and Micah Hyde, their penalties.
So
did you understand why you got the 15-yard penalty in that situation? After all that happened, were you a little bit perplexed by how the whole thing was shaken out at the end?
Well, I just wanted an explanation more than anything.
What
did they say? I'll just leave that conversation between them and myself right now. So,
Sean, some coaches in that situation may say, all right, I'm glad my play, maybe not with Hughes and, you know, whatever he did with the official, but I'm glad my team retaliated or stuck up for itself in that situation. Where are you in terms of that moment and how you responded or didn't respond?
Well, the number one thing we've got to do is keep our composure and our poise and execute in those situations. And then after that, you know, I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with you as far as that goes. You'd want guys to defend one another within the rules.
Like after halftime, they scored the first two drives, but that first drive of the half was kind of a damaging drive. You held them to 9 points in the first half. Talk about that first drive, just not getting it done there.
Yeah, I thought there were some good things defensively and special teams also. And you know, we did some good things in the red zone in the first half. And then the first drive after half, to your point, that first third down, we didn't execute like we have. And so give them the credit. They got key first down right there and went on to score. But we could do a better job in that situation to execute.
First team to hold them under 13 points and a half all year. Did you feel like the game was there for the taking because of that and you didn't capitalize?
Right. I felt like, you know, we knew they were getting the ball after half coming out and that we had done some good things. And, you know, when you look back at it, there were some opportunities in the first half. You know, we were down there early on the first drive. You know, opportunities to get off the field defensively. Some opportunities special teams-wise. And I thought if we came out after half and Jerry got off the field earlier, that would be a key drive for us.
What was your reasoning behind the challenge in the first half?
Yeah, I just thought situationally, you look at it and you say, hey, you know, I thought he dumped the ball a little bit there. And obviously, you know, the knee was down. And I thought situationally it was you know, I didn't see too much of a downside in doing it because we're already in that part of the game there in terms of the situation. So I just wanted them to take a little bit longer to look at the entire situation more than anything.
So you were trying to get it to be a sack and then get the yardage back. There was some thought you were trying to argue intentional grounding on the play.
No, I mean, again, it was just looking at the big picture. Sometimes, and we talked about it on the field, those things move so fast for the guys out there that I wanted them to take a longer look at it. And anytime you can get a quarterback like that behind the sticks, it usually works to your advantage. And obviously, we ended up forcing a punt there. So
what the one with in the third quarter, I forget what scoring drive it was. They converted a 3rd and 10, and it looked like it was going to be a measurable situation. They ran up and ran a play. Were you trying to get a measurement, or did they not grant you the request, or what? Because you were pissed off there. What exactly happened there?
Right. When you look at it, I was trying to get a little bit of both, and any time a team substitutes and changes personnel, the defensive side is by rule, is allowed to match, and I didn't think we were given that opportunity.
How does this Patriots team compare with the teams that you've studied in the past? Are they as dominant?
Oh, they are. This is a good football team, I mentioned this to their coaches before the game. I felt like it's one of their strongest teams that I've seen, and they're a good team, and I give them all the credit. You know, they beat us today, and we've got to learn from it. There's a lot of valuable lessons we can learn from this game today and take them forward and use them to grow and learn and build like we're doing here.
What do they do effectively to bottle up Tyrod? Obviously, that first play you talked about, but what do they do overall?
Well, I mean, they did a variety of things, really. It wasn't just one thing. They did a variety of things, had a good plan schematically there defensively.
What did you
think specifically of the Gronk hit that left Trey with his concussion?
Well, I mean, I just don't think that there's any place in the game for that, really. It was unfortunate, and I know he's a better player than that.
Sean, how do you handle or how do you get involved in the play calling strategy as you're gearing up for an opponent? Rick take it to you? Can you maybe give some insight as to how you draw that up?
Well, we dialogue about a lot of things, communicate not only offensively but defensively and special teams, and so there's good communication, healthy communication there on a weekly basis, yeah.
What would be your thoughts on revisiting how you guys do that, or giving more influence, or because things have stalled out, is this time to maybe take a harder look?
Well, it's and not trying to, Tim, get away from your question. We look at everything in all three phases, and you know, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, to Sal's point, we've got to score more than 3 points, and I expect us that we'll go back, take a hard look at it as a staff, and work at getting it corrected.
Coach, what did you get out of Joe Webb today in the fashion that you used him? Did you feel like you got what you were looking for there? Or?
Well, I thought there was some creative looks that we were able to give. Joe brings an added dimension to the position back there, whatever position he plays. So it's unfortunate we had an opportunity with Cadet down the seam there that we overthrew. But I thought I liked the energy Joe brought to the offense there.
Use of Wildcat today, which is something you haven't used a lot. What was it that you saw that made you say this is the right time to do it?
Well, again, I just think looking at Joe and what he brings to the table and using all of our resources and their strengths and putting players in position to succeed. And Joe's does some good things, and he's kind of multidimensional at what he does. And so we just felt like that dimension would help us.
Coach,